I am aware as I O C I. I am aware as I O C I O I C. Yes. I am aware as I O I C. Oh, I see. Oh, I understand. Oh, now it's clear to me. Now it's wonderful to me. So many times I go through life and I have experiences. I say to myself, oh, how do I do this? How do I do that? How do I make these things happen? How do I conduct this activity? And as I say this again and again and again, what happens? Well, I prepare myself for the OIC experience. Oh, I see. That's how it's done. Oh, I see. And the inner awareness reveals to me how to do whatever it is I want to do. Now, how many times have you had an OIC experience? How many times have you had an experience where you said to yourself, well, I surely know the answer. I truly know the answer. I know the answer. I know that I know that I know. Oh, I see. Oh, I see. And when I say, oh, I see, then it happens to me. Then it is an awakened experience in me. And I know what it is that I'm doing. And because I know what it is that I'm doing, then I am alert and alive and aware to it. Now, what might an OIC experience be for any of us? Well, when we are, say, writing a letter to someone, we don't sit down first and outline our letter and outline the things we want to say. We just think of the person, and then we write the letter. And we say, dear son, dear daughter, dear wife, dear husband, dear friend, whatever do we say to them? I say beloved to everyone. I say beloved friend because I mean that. I mean you're my beloved. I mean you're something very special in my life. That's why I'm having a letter being written to you in the first place, because I love you. Okay, now, as I say this, my heart is open to all of the OIC experiences. As I say this, I reveal to myself what it is that I want to talk about. So I say, for instance, to my dear friend Ray Yoder, Ray and Leona Yoder up in Buffalo, Minnesota. They write a letter quite often. And in their letters, they're always telling me about their family, about their life, and about the experiences they have. And their letters are just filled with vitality. They're saying, I want Herb to know all about our family. I want Herb to know all about these things because Herb is a beloved friend. Herb is a beloved person. And you see, that's their OIC experience. Because then they just are tumbling over with ideas, two full pages of ideas of how their family is getting on and what their family is doing, the adventures their family is having. Because Leona and Ray are in their 90s now, and their outward adventures are not quite so spectacular as they were a few years ago. But they are just as exciting because they are having OIC experiences as they are living their life. Ray was a pilot. Oh, and he was a good pilot. He was a pilot during the Second World War, and he flew until just a few years ago. And one of his arms wasn't useful anymore, and so it didn't help him in his flying. And his wife said, yeah, I think you better reconsider that. So he reconsidered that. And then a few years later, he reconsidered his motorcycle. He put that aside too because he needed all of his balance. He needed all of his control. But he was well experienced and well trained on the motorcycle. And he rode well. And he rode beautifully, even if he rode only with one arm. Many people live their lives with only one arm. And they learn how to use their arms well. But they learn how to use them in instances where they can do that. A motorcycle is a little touchy, and so Ray put the motorcycle aside too. But in his mind, he's seeing other people riding motorcycles, and he sees himself riding his motorcycle as he always did, with great skill and joy and enthusiasm. We do all sorts of things in our life as sort of an OIC experience, remembering things with great enthusiasm, with great joy. And as we remember these things with great enthusiasm and great joy, we are, I am aware as I OIC. We are aware as we, yes, I remember, yes, I can visualize that. Yes, that seems something reasonable for me, and I can visualize that in my life. You and I all, each one, can visualize in our life all of the beauty and all of the magic and all of the wonder and all of the wonderful things that take place in our world. We can visualize that very perfectly. And as we visualize that, we feel wonderful. We feel great. But you see, the OIC experience is something that we create and something we develop in our life, something that we bring forth in our world because it's something that we want. And so as we bring this forth and as we want this in our experience, then it happens. Now, could Ray have concentrated on losing the ability to use one of his arms? No. If he did, he would be concentrating on limitation. Ray visualized himself driving his motorcycle skillfully, wonderfully, with both arms, and he had to put one arm into place to help him to do it. And he saw himself skillfully, wonderfully driving his car and doing everything that he wanted to do. Always he did everything skillfully, wonderfully, and beautifully. Always he first, I see. Yes. I see now how to do that. I see this is the way. I see. You and I can OIC every moment of our life. And as we do that, we are having adventures beyond imagination. Not necessarily that we are engaged in that adventure ourselves at this moment, that we are actually flying our plane or driving our car or riding a motorcycle or doing the other things that we like to do, but when we OIC it, we can do it. Now, many people who have limbs that are not functioning quite as they'd like them to function, because they just stopped doing it, they take up sports that are beneficial to helping them bring their limbs back into focus. And so, they go into the swimming pool, and they use their arms, which they haven't been able to use too well, and by sort of not forcing, but encouraging their arms to get back into the swing of things how they used to be, they visualize that. They visualize the arm, I see, yes, I can see my arm wonderfully swimming. And the arm, which had been not paralyzed but useless, begins to become useful again because your mind forgot to send to your arm those ideas that it is a useful organ. It is a useful limb on your body, and it works beautifully. It has no pain. It has no feeling of uncomfortableness about it, and it functions beautifully. And little by little, those nerve endings begin to tingle again as you expect the arm to work, as you expect it to work, as you have it in the swimming pool. When you are getting out of bed or you have a backache in the morning or something, the first thing you do is stand up straight and you do twists and turns, gentle, very gentle, no sense pushing it and making whatever condition was worse. You make it better by gently flowing back and forth. Gently, you're informing your body that your mind is in control and your mind says, hey, nerve endings work perfectly. Hey, muscles work perfectly. Hey, ligaments, you're fantastic. And little by little, all of these things, they have that OIC experience with you, and they begin to radiate outwardly all of the beauty and all of the goodness and all of the wonder and all the magic that they are. Because this is the truth about you. This is the truth about your life. This is the truth about all in your world. Today, begin to enjoy that OIC experience purposefully. Begin to tell your muscles and your limbs they work functionally. They function beautifully. They work functionally right now. Tell them that. Let them know that this is what you expect out of them. This is what you OIC out of them. And then they will begin to respond for you because they just took a break. And now let's have them return to their original purity and integrity. You can do that. And many people do that. And this is the way we train ourselves to live our life fully, beautifully, wonderfully, now and forevermore. Know that I love me, I love me, I love me, because I like me. And I love you, I love you, I love you, because I created you, and you are my expression of all that is good and beautiful right now. Have a great day, and let your OIC, your OIC, reveal to you your original purity and integrity now and forevermore.